Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Croton Journey into the Afterlife by Archer Tadevashian is a spiritually oriented novel that uses a simple premise to explore big existential questions. The story follows Henry, a middle-aged man living in the 20th century who is happily married to his wife Rose. After a sudden heart attack, he finds himself in an unfamiliar afterlife realm, disoriented by the loss of his physical life and the rules he assumed were permanent. In this new state, he meets Croton, a figure who becomes his guide and companion as Henry begins to make sense of where he is and what it means. Rather than building toward constant external action, the book leans on conversation, discovery, and reflective scenes to unpack ideas about the soul, purpose, and spiritual awakening. In line with the author's stated interests in philosophy and religion, the novel aims to offer comfort, provoke contemplation, and invite readers to reconsider fear and certainty around death. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a sudden death is a doorway to questioning identity. Henry's heart attack is not only a plot trigger but also the mechanism that forces a hard reset of identity. He enters the afterlife without the familiar anchors of routine, status, and bodily certainty. And the narrative highlights how quickly those anchors fall away when the physical world is gone. This framing allows the book to focus on a core spiritual question: if you are no longer defined by your body and your earthly roles, what remains of you? Henry's confusion and vulnerability make him a useful stand-in for readers who have wondered what consciousness might be like beyond death, or who feel anxious about the unknown. The story uses his reactions to spotlight grief, disbelief, and the instinct to look for rules in a reality that does not match prior assumptions. By centering an ordinary man rather than a hero, the book keeps its metaphysical exploration grounded in recognizable human feelings, turning the afterlife setting into a mirror for the reader's own questions about selfhood, attachment, and what truly matters. Secondly, Croton as guide and the structure of spiritual learning, Croton functions as the interpretive lens for the new realm Henry enters. The relationship between the two shapes, the book's structure, Henry asks, doubts, and resists, while Croton responds with explanations and perspective that gradually broaden Henry's understanding. This guide dynamic turns the journey into a form of spiritual education, where insight is delivered through dialogue and lived moments rather than through lectures alone. Because Henry begins lost and uncertain, Croton's presence adds both reassurance and momentum, giving the story a clear pathway even when the plot is intentionally contemplative. The novel also signals that guidance is not merely about comfort but about confronting deeper truths, suggested by the repeated idea that not everything is sunshine and rainbows, and by the later revelation that Henry learns who Croton really is. Without overemphasizing action, the book creates tension through unfolding knowledge the reader keeps moving forward because new layers of meaning and identity are being revealed. Thirdly, the afterlife as a setting for wonder, not just judgment. A notable aspect of the book is its emphasis on the afterlife as an environment to explore rather than a courtroom to fear. Henry is introduced to a reality that contains beauty and mystery, with the sense that discovery continues beyond physical death. This approach shifts attention away from punishment-driven imagery and toward curiosity, meaning, and spiritual expansion. The narrative suggests that the afterlife can be experienced as a landscape of learning, reunion, and perspective, even while acknowledging that difficult truths exist. By portraying the realm as unknown and layered, the book positions death as a transition rather than an end, which can soften dread and open room for reflective thought. The focus on scenes of explanation and observation supports readers who are interested in metaphysical possibilities and who prefer ideas presented in story form. In this way, the setting becomes a narrative tool for questioning materialism and for imagining consciousness as something that may persist and evolve. Fourthly, dialogue-driven philosophy and the search for the soul's purpose. Much of the book's movement comes from conversation, with Croton and other encounters serving as catalysts for Henry's internal change. This makes the novel closer to a reflective spiritual inquiry than to a conventional adventure story. The dialogue-heavy style allows the author to foreground themes of purpose, awakening, and the meaning of earthly life when viewed from a broader vantage point. Instead of relying on constant events, the book relies on questions and answers, which can feel intimate and direct for readers who enjoy philosophical exploration. It also means the pacing can feel slower for those who expect frequent action beats, a response reflected in reader commentary that wishes for more happening. Still, the emphasis on discourse is consistent with the book's goal to present a framework for thinking about existence, the soul, and what might continue after death. The conversations become the engine of transformation, showing Henry moving from fear and confusion toward expanded understanding. Lastly, comfort, grief, and fear of death as real reader entry points, beyond its metaphysical curiosity. The book positions itself as emotionally relevant to readers who have experienced loss or who carry anxiety about death. Henry's separation from his earthly life and his love for Rose create an immediate emotional stake, reminding readers that spiritual questions are often inseparable from relationships. And by following a protagonist who did not choose death and must adapt to it, the novel acknowledges the shock and unfairness people feel when life changes abruptly. The afterlife journey then becomes a way to reframe fear into inquiry and meaning. Recommendations from readers and descriptions associated with the book emphasize its potential to provide comfort and to offer new perspectives for those seeking answers outside. Familiar sources. While the story does not present itself as a verified account of the afterlife, it uses fiction to make space for hope, continuity, and reflection. That combination of emotional reassurance and contemplative questioning is a central reason the novel resonates with its intended audience. In conclusion, Proton's Journey into the Afterlife is best suited for readers who want a spiritually focused story that invites contemplation about consciousness, purpose, and what may lie beyond physical death. Those drawn to themes of life after death, existential meaning, and spiritual awakening will likely appreciate the book's emphasis on discovery and conversation, especially if they enjoy novels where ideas take center stage. It may also appeal to people processing grief or struggling with fear of the unknown, because it frames death as a transition into a broader reality rather than a simple ending. And it gives the reader a relatable protagonist to follow through confusion toward understanding. Readers who prefer fast pacing and frequent action should be aware that the narrative leans heavily on dialogue and explanation, which is part of its design. What helps the book stand out in its category is the way it blends a fiction framework with overtly philosophical and spiritual inquiry. Using the guide relationship between Henry and Croton to structure an accessible exploration of big questions. The practical benefit is not a checklist of beliefs, but a reframing the book encourages readers to examine assumptions, approach death with less fear, and consider the possibility that personal growth continues beyond the physical world. If you would like to support Ardita Devoshin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.